Much of the Midwest will experience some net drying conditions for a little while, although it will not be totally dry across the region. The first wave of precipitation to impact any part of the region will actually occur Friday into Saturday as a small low-pressure system moves from west to east across the northern parts of the region. Precipitation totals will run mostly a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch, and a lot of it will occur as rain, but there might be a little bit of snow near the Canada border. This disturbance will come and go fairly quickly, and there will not be any precipitation in the lower parts of the Midwest. And the second round of precipitation may occur early next week as we get a cold surge coming southward out of Canada. This particular disturbance is likely to bring temperatures down considerably from where they are now, and we'll end up with a little bit of light snowfall coming as the colder air pushes into the heart of the Midwest. The snowfall is not expected to be very significant as it comes across the area with a dusting to 1 inch possible in the majority of the region. The exception to that will be in some locations downwind from Lake Michigan, where several inches of snow may accumulate. This will be during the early to middle part of next week, mostly Monday and Tuesday, though. And we'll expect that those to be the only two precipitation events of significance through the end of next week. And colder air will be working its way through portions of the Midwest during these days that are coming up. But next week will probably be coldest. I don't think the temperature changes that occur over the next couple of days will be all that great. High temperatures this afternoon should run mostly 40s and 50s across a big part of the region. We'll look for a handful of upper 30s in the far northwest. Tomorrow, 40s and 50s again will be fairly common, but we start to warm up a little bit as we get into Saturday and Sunday, with 50 and 60 degree readings likely in the central and eastern portions of the Midwest. And we won't see too much of the warmer air getting up into the Great Lakes region, though. Those areas will probably see afternoon temperatures still in the 40s, and there may still be some upper 30s in the far northwestern corner of Corn Belt country. But we will see the milder conditions beginning to abate as we go into the early part of next week. Monday into Wednesday, temperatures will turn notably colder. By the time we get to midweek next week, the afternoon temperatures will be confined to the 30s and 40s across a big part of the region. And low temperatures at night will be teens and 20s in the northwest and perhaps some 30s in the southeast. It will not be surprising to see some extreme lows dropping into the positive single-digit readings in portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota when we get into perhaps Tuesday and Wednesday mornings next week. The cold air will dry out the air as well. That may give us an opportunity to get back into some of these fields, especially if we can get the wind to blow fairly briskly for a little while. The evaporation rates may help us get back into some of these wetter fields a little bit quicker. But until that happens, we're not likely to see an aggressive attack on harvest progress. We definitely need to see some areas dry down before we can get back into the fields in an aggressive manner. We will expect to see some increase in field work, however, and we're also expecting to see the weather pattern change again in about 10 days, with returning warmer air at the end of next week going into the following weekend. At that point, we'll likely see rain returning to a big part of the Midwest, and another wave of disruptive harvest progress is expected to occur as a result. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.